This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
On today's show, we're announcing our giveaway winner from last week. We're talking about the departure of Gina Carano, and we're giving you some information about the future of the podcast. Stay tuned. Well, hello there, everyone, and hello my podcast partner Adam. How is it going?
It's going well. How are you, Josh?
I've been better.
Fair enough.
It's been a rough couple days, just mentally, and we might get into that a little bit in here in a little bit.
Oh yeah, we're gonna probably get into that. But I feel you there. I feel you. I'm exhausted too.
yeah, mentally tired. But But we're still here for you. We're here to talk about Star Wars today. We're here to talk a little bit about Star Wars, a lot about our podcast, and the future of our podcast. And I do want to start the show today just right off the top and announce our giveaway winner. And it was the Han and Tauntaun Amazon exclusive Funko Pop from The Empire Strikes Back. You know, the moment when Han cuts open the Tauntaun and sticks right Luke in there. Because right there, he was having some hypothermia, needed warmed up. Yep. So there you go. So yeah, and the winner of that is Alberto from Radio Rebellion. Alberto. So congrats,
Alberto. Buddy.
We will be getting your information unless we already have it, and sending that your way. So great news for Alberto. We're excited to do that. Now, you know, Adam, I had the whole wheel of names up, and it, you know, I was going to share it, share my screen, but for some reason, my Mac doesn't want me to share my screen, some settings that I couldn't figure out. So what have you been watching, playing, reading?
You know what I've been actually watching a lot of lately? I've been starting a Marvel rewatch, going in theatrical order. And so I watched up through, I need to finish the first Avengers, but I'm up through just about the end of phase one. So yeah, that was, you know, and I watched, of course, WandaVision on Friday, another great episode of WandaVision. That show just, for me, it keeps getting better. I love that show. I'm totally in love with that show.
Yeah, Britt and I still need to watch the latest episode, so sure we'll watch it. We'll watch it today sometimes.
From me.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool is I've been able to stay way more spoiler-free with WandaVision than I ever did with
Mandalorian,
which is kind of cool.
That's good. But yeah, I'm with you on the Marvel rewatch. Of course, I'm doing, chronological order, but basically I'm kind of picking and choosing which ones I want to watch and which ones I don't. the ones that I've seen so many times, you know, some of the older ones, I feel like I've seen like the first Iron Man so many times and the first Captain America so many times,
same here.
Watching some of the ones that either I particularly love or that I haven't seen as much.
I thought about skipping some of those too, but you know, it's just there's those, especially that first phase, those movies are just a lot of fun.
I agree. I'm currently on Thor the Dark World because it's actually like probably one of my least favorites in the MCU, and so I just wanted to revisit it, you know, just see if my opinion on it has changed at all or anything, you know. And plus, this is the first time I'm watching these movies, a lot of them in 4K, because they're on 4K on Disney Plus. So,
you're true.
You know what else I've been watching? I've been watching a show that's on Showtime. Bryan Cranston's in it. It's called Your Honor. And it's kind of I'm not going to give away too much because they tell you this right off the bat, like in the beginning of the show. But his son kind of accidentally kills somebody, and he's a judge. Bryan Cranston's character is a judge, and his son did this, and so he's trying to figure out how to like cover this up. And
it's a kind of a legal thriller, a little bit.
Yes.
Love legal thrillers.
Me too.
I watched that one on Apple TV Plus with Chris Evans, and I'm blanking on the name of it.
Yeah. I'm Defending Jacob.
Yes, it's very
did you watch similar. That?
Defending Jacob is an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, if you like that, you're gonna like this. It's the same base. It's very similar, actually.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like it just from the synopsis there. Yeah, but Defending Jacob was crazy.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah,
it was a good one. So I'm enjoying that. If you're a Bryan Cranston fan, if you enjoyed Breaking Bad, if you like, you know, any kind of crime or law,
I do like crime.
You know, you're gonna, you know, I love it. I guess
I love a good crime.
I don't love committing crimes. Good murder. But no, for some reason, I'm just kind of drawn to this.
I'm true crime. You know, even for me, I love true crime. And Netflix has some pretty amazing true crime documentaries and things like that. I have. Not this week, but in the last couple of weeks, I have been watching a lot of that stuff. So yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and speaking of Netflix, like in true crime and stuff like that, I totally was obsessed with Making a Murderer. How that all unfolded and everything, and stuff like that. And there, you know, there's another show on Netflix that's not true crime, but it's called Mindhunter, and it kind of goes.
I haven't really totally started that one, but I have heard it's really good.
Yeah, that one has Jonathan Groff in it, who played Kristoff in Frozen and the King in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And he's in more of a serious role here, which is interesting. And, you know, it kind of goes into how they first came up with the concept, basically, of the serial killer. And kind of naming that and coming up with a lot of the terminology and everything. Surrounding that type of crime. So
nice,
good stuff. But yeah, are you ready to head into the news for today?
Yeah, and the show is basically kind of all news, so we're indeed. Just doing one big segment here, just calling it news.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
So Ahsoka nailed it. We have some bad news today, but before we get to the bad news, we're gonna start with the good news. So Adam, why don't you tell us about some of the show changes that are coming up?
And you know, I wanted to say this right off the bat. We started talking about this, you know, before the new year rolled around. It was the first time we kind of. It's weird. We kind of awkwardly approached each other about it, you know, because we both started the Star Wars podcast, and you know, so we. I know when I started thinking about it, I was kind of unsure, you know, just because we're talking about really changing a lot of things, how we would both kind of react to that, you know, but we both kind of casually brought it up one day, and, you know, that idea, I think, started blossoming into, you know, what we're going to talk about here. And just to be clear, right off the bat, you know, we both love Star Wars, and Star Wars is always going to have a place on this show in the future in some form or fashion. But we also like a lot of other stuff too. And, you know, you and I are both getting the itch to start, you know, talking about different things and incorporating more, you know, more genres, more, you know, more franchises into the show, into what we talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, last week we had a Tolkien show. We talked about Lord of the Rings with Brittany from the Bosch blog and Michelle and Natalie from Force of Light Entertainment. And, you know, I think that was a good way for us to kind of test the water and see how non-Star Wars content on the show might do. And I think it did pretty well. You know, we did that live, and we had a really good showing for our live chat. And it did really good in podcast form too. So, you know, very happy to see how that worked, you know. And, when we first started talking about this, we started talking about different ways we could do this. And, you know, at one point we even started talking about, you know, branching out and doing, you know, different content on the YouTube channel and just leaving the podcast alone. But, you know, for me, and I know for you, we both have families, we both have jobs, you know, we both have lives. This isn't full time, unfortunately.
Right.
It's too hard to
if I could do this for a living, I so would.
Hey, maybe we'll get there.
Maybe.
But you know, maybe not retooling the show after a year is it's probably not a great way to do that, but
probably
here,
not.
Here we are. Yeah. So but it's honestly just too hard to do. It's hard enough to do one show, you know, having mm-hmm. the time to record and edit and do everything that goes into, you know, making a show work and grow. Adding two shows on top of that we would have to continually do, you know, religiously, just wasn't going to work. So, you know, we started talking about the podcast being the best way to kind of incorporate this idea, you know, into from a certain point of view. So, you know, now that I mentioned the name of the show, how's this going to look, you know, kind of shaping this into however we want it to look, to be honest, it's our show.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really the idea is to be able to do what we want, you know, to not be limited in any way that, you know, we feel like if we wanted to, we could talk about anything. And, you know, so I like that.
Yeah. So everything else around the show is staying the same. The name of the show is staying the same. The website is staying the same. Your podcast feeds are staying the same. You don't have to update anything. Social accounts are all staying the same. You know, we are in the process of updating some of the look and feel around things. So, you know, you might be seeing a new logo where it wasn't an accident. I didn't forget to change the logo from the Tolkien this week. Mm-hmm. I left that up, you know, for a reason.
Which I love, by the way,
I'm still really in love with that.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, we are working on updating, you know, some of the look and feel, of things like that. You know, but so what will this show be going forward? You know, I already talked about, we both love a lot of different things and, you know, at the top of that list is always probably Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we talked Tolkien. I know we both are very much into Harry Potter and Marvel, DC, Disney, ton of others, you know, including, not limited to The Matrix, I know is a big one for you. Mm-hmm. James Bond is a huge one for me. Mission Impossible. We could go on forever just talking about stuff that we like. You know, and it's not even limited to just film either. I don't see why we can't talk about TV. You know, we've talked about WandaVision already. Mm-hmm. You know, why not talk about WandaVision? We can do that with this. Heck, books and music, you know, why can you know, why not?
Yeah.
Our name, has always really reflected what we believe in. So when we're talking about, you know, even though it's a Star Wars quote, it really applies to everything, you know, that we watch. You know, in that vein, you know, Josh and I have both talked about having this kind of recurring theme where we examine conflict in stories. You know, so for example, we take, let's just use Star Wars as an example, and we take the conflict between Anakin and Obi-Wan at the end of Revenge of the Sith, and we examine where, you know, what led to that, how Anakin's feeling, how Obi-Wan's feeling, you know, what that conflict means, how it's resolved, you know, that type of stuff. You know, how does it apply to us as people? You know, I think that's something that we're going to do, you know, on a pretty recurring basis. But while that might become like our bread and butter type thing, you know, again, we talked about limiting ourselves and we don't want to limit ourselves to just that type of discussion. So, you know, we're going to continue to pick a couple news topics and we'll chat about them on the start of the show. We'll continue to do some reviews here and there. We'll talk about other things too. You know, it's kind of open season, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm really excited to be able to talk about a lot of different things, you know, whether it's TV shows or movies, other franchises, you know, it's definitely exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, the last question I think here is why. And why is a long answer, but it starts with this. There's so much in Star Wars to talk about. And, you know, I really think that we didn't even scratch the surface in 66 episodes that were solely dedicated to Star Wars. You know, there's other shows that have been doing this for years, almost looking at decades even. There's so much more that we can talk about. And, you know, we will talk about that. It's not that we're done with Star Wars, like I've said before. And we're going to keep talking about that. But, you know, right now, we're both watching WandaVision. I know that's something we both really want to talk about. For me personally, that Lord of the Rings chat was just so refreshing. It allowed, you know, us to break out of what we'd done weekly for over a year, and it just kind of felt really good to break out of that and to do something new. You know, and as we started talking about this a month or two ago, and then, you know, this week when things got really serious and we decided to just, you know, and before things went crazy in Star Wars this week, we started talking about this, you know, and it just brought for me a new level of energy and excitement that I kind of wasn't really feeling so much lately. You know, you do this week in and week out, and for me, I was getting a little bit burned out on just talking about one particular segment of things that I like.
Yeah, I think that it can definitely burn you out to just focus on one thing all the time. And you know me, I just love film. I love television. I love all of it. Star Wars is definitely at the top of that list. But, you know, I'm just a lover of film and TV and want to be able to talk about all of it. And, you know, I think, yeah, that, and I like that you mentioned that this is something we've been talking about for a while now. This isn't just because of what happened this week, and we're, like you said, we're not done with Star Wars. We're not, like, you know,
yeah.
It's been an ongoing conversation.
And yeah, I hope we're hammering that home, because that's like a resounding point. We're not done with Star Wars, and we're not walking away because of anything that happened this week. It's just, you know,
right. And I also think there's somewhat of a drought in Star Wars content aside from the High Republic right now. So it opens up a little bit of room and a little bit of time and space to be able to talk about some other
intended.
Things. Yes, intended.
Yeah, but then we've danced around this just now a little bit. But then Star Wars this week, you know, things happened in Star Wars this week, and that for me that weighed into what I wanted to do too. I don't know how much it weighed in for you, but it weighed in for me.
Yeah, yeah, and for me, this is the bad news that I was referring to earlier. To me, this is bad news, and I recognize
it's bad news
that to some people it's not, you know,
right.
But from my point of view,
yeah,
it is bad news.
Yeah, and I, you know, right off the bat here, you know, so we're talking about Gina Carano being released from Lucasfilm this week, and before we go any further here, you know, you mentioned point of view. We want to make sure that we say this right off the bat, you know, we have friends in this community that fall on both sides of this debate. Our podcast name and idea, it would mean nothing if we didn't say right here that no matter how you feel about anything that happened this week, we absolutely respect that.
Absolutely.
Our commitment is, you know, has always been to be able to respectfully disagree and remain friends. You know, with everyone listening and interacting with us, and that's first and foremost in all of this for us. So, you know, kind of getting into a little bit of specifics here, you know, I personally saw a little bit of a different intent in posts that she has made and shared over the last few months or years on Twitter. And while I don't believe the response to those posts across a good bit of social media has been accurate, as the week has worn on, I've also come to agree and realize that, you know, Gina herself should have been able to take her foot off the gas a little bit, you know, recognize what, when, and how sharing those viewpoints that she had would just be too much. And the blatant truth is that she either didn't know or didn't care. And for that, she's in the wrong, you know. I don't think there's a way to step around that, you know?
Yeah. And Adam, if I could just chime in here a little bit as well, you know, I think this is a situation where, people can see the same thing in two different ways or more than two different ways, depending on where you're coming from. You know, for me, specifically when it, and you know, I'm not a person who generally gets really fired up and really worked up about these sorts of things. And, you know, I don't often give my views online and stuff or go to bat in these sort of situations. But for some reason, this one really didn't sit well with me. And there's a couple reasons for that that I'll probably get into later. But I saw her, specifically her Instagram post, to me was her saying that, you know, this is what could happen. This is what, you know, this is how these types of things start. If we just hate each other, because of reasons, because of beliefs, because of race or whatever the case might be. And that's how I interpreted it. Now, I respect the fact that somebody else might look at that in a different way. And I agree with you that Gina had to have seen this coming, because I'm sure she received multiple warnings about sharing these things in her posts and everything. I also learned this week that at the workplace, your political, you know, political discrimination is not protected under the law, which I found to be really interesting. I kind of assumed that it would be, given that like everything else is, but it's not. So, you know, Disney is within its right here to do what they did. So,
yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the next point that I had written down here, is that Lucasfilm and by extension Disney, also, they have to be able to run their business how they see fit. You know, I believe in a free market. I believe in that type of, you know, form of, you know, honestly, capitalism. And they have to be able to run their business if they see that continuing business with that person in particular, with Gina, is not in their best interest, then I believe that they need to be able to separate from that. And that's what they did.
I mean,
even if
upsetting?
I do wish things had handled, you know, not just with Gina, if I wish that things had been handled a bit differently, I do wish that, you know, because I see, to be blunt, I see a little bit of hypocrisy in firing Gina, but brushing off other comments made by other members of both Lucasfilm and Disney that seem to be either, you know, similar or equal or possibly worse in some cases. And I see those people continuing to work and act and produce and direct, and, you know, Gina's not. And that's, I see a difference there. I see a difference in how that's being handled, you know, by the higher ups of either or both companies.
I would agree. And, you know, I tend to find myself usually in the middle, Adam, when it comes to politics and things like that. So sometimes it gives me the ability to kind of see both sides a little bit better and a little bit clearer and what's going on there. And I agree with you that there's kind of some hypocrisy to what's happening here. And for me, the thing I'm kind of bummed about is that I love this show. I love the Cara Dune character. For me, it sucks that we lose that character unless that character is recast or something like that.
Right.
You know, to me, it's just unfortunate that it kind of happened, and it happened the way it did.
I totally agree. And, you know, we're kind of getting close to the end of this, and I just want to say that, you know, I recognize, and we talked about this a little bit, and this is in the notes, Josh, but like, I recognize that, you know, Josh and I don't come from a background where the post that she made, specifically the Instagram post that seems to be the impetus for the firing this week,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't come from a background where that might hit us in a personal way.
Right.
Okay. So there's absolutely that aspect to it. So I'm open to the idea that I might be missing something there, that might not be speaking to me in the same way as it does someone who does come from that type of background where that does hit home. You know, so there is that aspect of it also. But honestly, the biggest thing for me personally is just that the discourse around this entire thing has just been exhausting this week. And then the fact that, you know, this being a Star Wars only podcast means that we're talking about, you know, especially on social media, which I've been really stepping away from lately, we're talking about nothing but Star Wars day in and day out. And, you know, just seeing this level of us versus them constantly just has taken a lot of fun out of things. It's and ultimately the main reason that we're doing this show is, you know, running this community is because we want to have fun, you know, talking about things that we like.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Adam, it's really taken a toll on me this week, just because I am a person that does not like conflict. And I think I told you that the other night. I just wish everybody could kind of get together and see past their differences and work together, even though maybe that's impossible. I generally don't like conflict and don't like getting involved in conflict. But this one was really, really hit me hard. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. And honestly, I've been feeling a little, you know, pretty burned out lately. You talked about a little bit of burnout before, you know, talking Star Wars on a weekly basis right now just isn't something I'm excited to do. You know, I'm sure at some point I'll get that itch again because, you know, again, we're not stepping away from Star Wars. This isn't a canceled Disney Plus or whatever type of thing, you know, is trending right now. That's not what this is. You know, but I just go back to last week and feeling so refreshed about just spending a week talking about Tolkien. You know, just it was out of the norm. It was fun. It was refreshing. It just felt right. And you know, I don't think Josh wants to separate from Star Wars either. So I'm pretty sure that that's the case.
Nope.
And you know, we're just both, I think, really excited about the possibility of branching out in content and bringing something new and different to the table.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I'm still excited about the next season of The Mandalorian. I'm still excited about everything that's coming out. I'm still a huge Star Wars fan. It's just almost disheartening to me as a person, as a human being, just to see where our society is with how we handle disagreements or opposing beliefs, where, you know, we're very quick to go to fight mode. And instead of trying to meet in the middle somewhere and, you know, on either side, you know, I think anytime that we have a disagreement, we should try to find common ground and try to see the other person's perspective. And I just don't see a lot of that happening. And it's kind of,
and to be clear, like you said, both sides, not one side was better at this week than the other.
Right. 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 I agree.
There's been ugliness on both sides of this, and it's been heartbreaking to see people that I've considered friends kind of going at each other. That's not good. That's not, you know,
it's not what we want.
not at all. And, you know, I've seen people that I tend to agree with more often than not handle this really in a disappointing way in a way that I don't like to see. And you know, I've seen the same on the other side as well, and it's just not been fun. And I'm looking for a way to have a good time with this podcast and putting all of my energy into Star Wars has just not felt as rewarding for me lately as it has in the past. But with that wrapping up, you know, that's basically the who, what, where, when, and why, and how of what we're going to be doing on this show going forward. Josh, why don't you, you know, looking ahead now to the immediate future, why don't you tell everyone what we're kind of thinking about doing for next week?
Yeah, so, you know, man, you guys all know I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I'm also a big Marvel fan. But you know what? I like both Marvel and DC. And, you know, I'm one of those guys. And, you know, I happen to love Batman versus Superman. I like what Snyder did with that film. I think it's underrated.
I like the theatrical version of it as well. I feel like I'm one of the few that really liked the theatrical version, but I also really love the extended cut too.
Yeah, I just watched the extended cut last week, and it got me thinking, like, this is something I'd like to talk about on our show moving forward since we're expanding. And Adam had this wonderful idea of looking at the conflict in stories and looking at both points of view. And in Batman versus Superman, we very much have a Batman character who is opposed to the Superman character for various reasons. And it asks some kind of deep moral questions about right and wrong and good and evil. And, you know, Batman tending to be sort of this, he's kind of viewed as this judge, jury, and executioner currently in Gotham. Mm-hmm. But then Superman's kind of this all powerful thing. And Lex Luthor's asking these questions like, can someone all powerful be all good? Right. So I think there's a lot to dig into with this Batman versus Superman from a certain point of view. And we also have the Snyder Cut of Justice League coming out in about a month or so. So right. I think it's a good time to talk about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I was really excited that you would watch that. You know, I was actually just starting to think about Batman v Superman a little bit, and I was really excited that you said you would watch that. So I'm really, you know, Batman is one of those franchises for me that goes back to maybe the same time or maybe predates Star Wars for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up watching the Batman, the 66 TV show. It was on reruns when I was growing up. And then Batman, the animated series came out right around the time that the, Tim Burton Batman movies were coming out. And then that was, I want to say life changing, but that was like major for me. That cartoon was, and still is major for me. Well, so I'm really excited to talk Batman.
Yeah. He's always been a favorite superhero of mine. You know, so looking forward to that.
One more thing I want to say before we head into the wrap up segment, you know, the ending segment here is, I totally recognize that, you know, a lot of the listeners that we've, attracted over the last year and a half ish are Star Wars fans. And, you know, going forward, you know, they might not be as interested in, you know, things like Batman or, Marvel or, you know, things like that. And, totally respect that. If you know the direction of this show just isn't something for you, then that's great. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
This direction isn't going to be for everybody, but it is for you and me, and I think that's what we have to stick to here.
Yep, absolutely. And if I could say one more thing as well, you know, and Adam, you kind of touched on this already, but our podcast is named from a certain point of view for a reason. And if anything that we said today from our point of view, maybe rub you the wrong way, just consider the fact that we embrace other points of view. And
it was never our intention to rub it.
No.
Right.
Certainly not. But I think we all have to speak our own truth at times. And I really felt like I needed to do that this week. But we're always willing to listen to what your point of view is. And we're always interested in getting to know the person that you are and the person behind whatever politics you follow, you know, the person behind those beliefs. So, you know, we are from a certain point of view for a reason. So just wanted to, you know, remind us and everybody of that too.
Agreed. You ready to get out of here, Josh?
Let's do it.
I'm just glad you're here. At the end.
Well, that was a fun one.
Yes, kind of.
Thank you for listening to episode 67 of From a Certain Point of View. Remember that we are on most major podcast apps out there. If you're on one like Apple Podcasts that lets you leave a review, please do that. It helps us know what you like, what you don't like. Also helps us get out to more people, which we might need now. So any and all reviews and feedback is always welcome. We'd love to hear it. Now, we are continuing our Discord watch parties, and we're still watching WandaVision. So we'll be watching episode 6, I believe, from this past week. On Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern in our Discord server. So if you're available, come hang out with us in Discord. We'd love to have you. Check out our website, fromacertainpointofview.com. There's all kinds of blog articles there. All of them are Star Wars, but you might be seeing some new stuff there going forward. You can also find links to send us questions, you know, show topics, any ideas that you have that you want to get on the show. We'd love to hear them. And, you know, if you have anything that you like as far as, you know, suggestion for what we can cover on the show going forward, we'd love to hear that too. You know, we have our ideas. We're talking Batman next week, but we'd love to hear your ideas too. If there's something you'd like us to watch or check out and talk about it, I'm game, and I'm pretty sure Josh would be game for that too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Our socials are both Twitter and Instagram are at CertainPOVPod. Facebook page is From a Certain Point of View. Discord server links are in the show notes and on the website, and our email address is certainpovpod@gmail.com. We are also hosted by anchor.fm, where you can send us a 60-second voicemail. You can get in your thoughts, you know, again, if you have suggestions about what we can talk about, let us know in a voicemail. We'd love to play that on the show. And, you know, also, if you have thoughts about Batman v Superman, we'd really love to hear those and play those for next week as well. Check out red5network.com. There are a ton of great shows on the Red 5 Network. That's become a family for me online for sure. And, you know, there's a ton of different shows, approach things different ways, just like we like to talk about here. And become a really close-knit family of all different shows, all different viewpoints on the Red 5 Network, and we love that. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Both of those are TheGauze85. And Josh, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at JediJarJar1722. And please consider subscribing to our YouTube channel as well. I know we're going to be dropping a lot more content in the future with, you know, us expanding into other shows and movies. Currently on YouTube, we have our Lord of the Rings discussion with Force of Light and the Bosch blog. I highly recommend checking that one out. And thank you so much for tuning in this week and listening and being part of the show. We hope that you will continue to be a part of it in the future. And until next time, just remember that everything we said today was true
from a certain point of view.